We'll start over. All so, right. What's the difference between a fuck buddy and a booty call?
So I gotta say my jokes all over again?
Yeah.
Okay. fuck buddy. So when you had that slow night at the bar and you're like, man, I couldn't get anything. I don't want to masturbate. Let me call up Rachel. The booty call, you hang out with booty. I mean, that's booty call. Fuck buddies, you hang out with fuck buddies. That's why they're called buddies. They're buddies or friends with benefits and stuff. That's like where, you know, I'm kind of lonely tonight. I wonder what Tabitha is doing. Hey, you want to go to a movie? Yeah. And then afterwards, I'll suck your D. All right, then. That's a fuck buddy.
So, I'm trying to think, are there any other things?
Prostitutes. That's a business arrangement too.
This is true. But you know, I'd probably get in so much trouble saying this, but I think every woman to some degree is a prostitute. It's just to the degree in which she is rewarded for her services.
I could see that.
You know, whether it's a house, a car,
yeah,
money, jewelry, somebody paying utilities, you know.
Some BS, yeah. No, I can see the point of that.
So I just,
I don't know if I want to see my mom as a prostitute, though. I'd be pretty pissed off.
No, because she's, your mom's independent.
Saying. Yeah, well, I'm just saying, though, but at one time, my mom was married. I'm just saying. See, now you're making me hate my dad right now. God rest his soul.
You know what they was doing.
I know. But at the same time, no, a stork carried me in from the sky and dropped me off. My mom does not know the pleasures of sex, of cardinal pleasure, all right?
I was brought down by angels.
Exactly. My mom doesn't know what nudie time is.
Oh my god.
My mom's an angel. She's awesome.
That is too funny.
Anyway.
Too funny. I don't know. I just think the whole, and relationships, and like we were talking about with one person, and now he's with his girlfriend, and then yeah, the other one, his girlfriend left him. And I'm just like, they have to be going through their change. They have to be going through some kind of mental thing.
I think, because I can speak for myself, because you know, I've gone through some. We all have. I just think any kind of bullshit like that, you end up, no matter how strong you are, it affects you a little bit, even a little bit. Kind of fucks you up for a little bit, you know?
But how can a man, like, those, well, the one in particular was married and had a kid, and now he's with his girlfriend using the L word.
I don't get that at all. The only two people that actually get the answer to that is him himself.
And the girlfriend?
Him himself. I was just saying, God, the girl is a chicken head. Who knows what she be? All she's thinking is cluck, 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 dick, 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 dick. That's
see,
a cock-a-doodle-doo. That's why she's called a chicken head.
And why do you think I said every woman is some kind of prostitute to some kind of degree? You know, she probably looks at him as he's got a job and, you know, he can support her and, you know, spend money on her.
Yeah.
But I don't get that at all. And then the other one, he's just nuts. He's always been nuts, though. And I'm surprised that woman stayed with him as long as she did. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can end this one.